Welcome to the Manage Impact Development Training for Operations Manager. My name is Brian Wren. I'm a knowledge engineer with Microsoft, focusing on System Center and cloud technologies. This lesson is titled Understanding Relationships. In the last lesson, we talked about classes, and now we'll see how we define how those classes are related to one another. Now, there are three different types of relationships that we can define, but we're only going to use two. Let me give a brief explanation first, and then we'll drill down into the details of each. The first and most important type of relationship is hosting. This is where we say that one class essentially owns another. In other words, the child in the relationship can't exist without the parent. We then have the containment relationship, which is less strict than a hosting relationship and denotes either some form of container of objects or some case where the health of one class should affect another. Finally, we have reference relationships, which represent some form of interaction between the classes, but one that doesn't affect health or really much of anything else. This is the one that is rarely used and really has little effect. The one place where you will see reference relationships is in the distributed applications designer, where you draw relationships between component groups. When you open the diagram view for the application, the reference relationships are shown as blue lines between the groups, but they don't roll up health and really don't do anything aside from displaying those lines. Since they don't have much effect, we really don't use them too often, and we won't talk about them any further in the training. So first, let's talk about hosting relationships. This is the most important relationship, and when you create a class, you have to specify whether or not it's hosted by another class. Most will be hosted, as we'll see as we move forward. The easiest way to think about a hosting relationship is that the child class can't exist without the parent. For example, the database engine class hosts the database class. A database can't exist if it doesn't have a database engine. The database engine class is hosted by a Windows computer, because if we don't have a computer, then we can't install SQL Server and we don't have a database engine. The reason that most classes are hosted is that they either rely on Windows or Unix computer or some other class hosted by one of those. Because the application is installed on a computer, we typically are going to be hosted by one of those computer role or local application classes or some other class based on one of those. Now, an instance of a hosting class can host any number of children, but a child can only have one parent. Following the same example, a database engine can host any number of databases, but a database can live only on a single database engine. A computer can have multiple services, but a service can only live on one computer. Now, the main thing that a hosting relationship is going to define is where the object is managed. Objects are always managed on the same agent as their hosting parent. When we get into targeting, this will mean a lot more. For now, understand that workflows targeted at a class are delivered to their managing agent and run on that computer. So think about a Windows computer class. Most classes in a Windows application will be hosted by Windows computer, or hosted by a class that itself is hosted by Windows computer. Each Windows computer has an agent, and this is the agent that's going to manage all of those objects. This is the reason that the hosted objects are typically going to reside on the same computer as their parent. But what about unhosted objects? Those are instances of classes that are not hosted. As we mentioned in the last lesson, the most common unhosted classes are groups. Groups are singleton classes, which we talked about, and singletons are usually unhosted. There are other times where you will define a class as unhosted, but it's not as common. We'll hold off going into too much detail on that at this point. We'll talk about the reasons later on when we come across the examples. But where are unhosted classes managed? The answer will depend on the version of Operations Manager that you're using. In OpsMan 2007, unhosted classes are managed on the root management server. That should explain why we don't target groups with monitors and rules, because those monitors and rules will run back on the RMS, which is probably not your intent. In OpsMan 2012, unhosted classes are managed by the All Management Servers pool. In other words, they're managed on any of the management servers, and an object may move between management servers, so there's really no way to predict which one it will be on at any given time. Now, there is a special relationship that you can discover for an object called Agent Should Manage Entity that will allow you to move an unhosted object to a particular agent. This is something that we definitely do on occasion, but we're starting to get into some pretty advanced concepts here, so we won't cover that any further. I did want to mention it, though, in case you come across it, and at least know that the concept exists. To help understand hosting, here's an illustration of the example that I've been mentioning. Windows Computer hosts SQL 2012 Database Engine. Database Engine, in turn, hosts SQL 2012 Database. Now, the other implication of hosting that I didn't mention is identity. Remember back in the overview on classes when I mentioned key properties. All instances of a class that share a particular parent need a different value for any key properties. The key property for database is the database name. But I'm going to have a database called master on every single SQL server in my environment. So I can only have one master database for each database engine. I can have multiple databases with the same name, but only if they're hosted by different database engines. Same thing for a database engine, since I can have multiple of those installed on a singular computer, but each one must have a unique name. And each computer is going to have a unique computer name. So we can uniquely identify any managed object in our entire management group by its key properties in addition to the key properties of its hosting parent. And you'll notice that we actually show the path in the detail pane of state views in the operations console. So for my example here, you can see the path of the orders database, which is made up of each of the key properties in the different parent-child relationships. Containment relationships are less stringent than hosting relationships. An object can be a member of multiple containment relationships, regardless of the direction that the relationship goes. The object's identity is not affected by its containments, and it doesn't affect the managing agent at all. Containment relationships often include objects that are managed on different agents, and in fact, this is usually the case. There are two primary reasons we use containment relationships. First is to logically group related objects. Groups, as we mentioned in the last lesson, are singleton classes. And members are added to them by creating an instance of a containment relationship between the group and its members. Same thing for members of the distributed applications. The second reason is to roll up health between classes. As we'll see later when we talk about dependency monitors, we can have the health of one object affected by the health of another object only if they're in a relationship. That's often a hosting relationship, so that, for example, we show a computer in a critical state when a service on it that's failed. But you may also have two classes that should have a health dependency, but aren't in a hosting relationship together. In that case, we can use a containment relationship. It's not the easiest thing to understand at this point, but we'll talk more about that when we get into dependency monitors. This is just a quick illustration of a typical set of containment relationships, which is for a distributed application. We have a singleton class representing the application itself. We then have a containment relationship with website, application server, and database classes, and we've discovered an instance of each of those relationships for the objects that should be contained in the distributed application. We'll get into that more when we talk about discoveries, and we'll do containments for a distributed application in our sample. So here's the same slide that we saw in the last lesson that provides a set of base classes from the libraries that we recommend for classes that you create. This should make more sense now that we understand relationships. So if you use one of the computer role classes as a base class, then your class will be hosted by either Windows computer or Unix computer. That will make sure the instances of your class will be managed on the computer that they're installed on. Same thing for the local application classes. Now the application component classes are unhosted. Typically the classes you base these on, though, will be hosted. That's because you'll create your own hosting relationship for the class as opposed to inheriting an existing one. And the hosting class that you use will probably be another class in your management group, in your management pack, based on either computer role or application component. So the example that I gave in the last lesson was the MSMQ management pack. Message queue server is based on Windows computer role, and a message queue itself is based on application component. That management pack then defines a hosting relationship between the server and the queue. Now, as I mentioned before, system application components we typically will leave unhosted so that they'll be managed back on the RMS or the management server pool, depending on the version that you're using. Or we may actually use the special agent should manage relationship in order to move that off to another agent. And again, fairly advanced concept, so we won't really go into that further at this time. We then have the group classes, and those typically stay unhosted. And as I mentioned before, those are going to be managed back on the RMS, or the management service pool. And that's the same with system service, which represents a distributed application. So this concludes this lesson, and I invite you to move on to the next lesson or refer to any of the other resources on this slide.